This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. For months, the Scott administration has clashed with lawmakers over how to spend $55 million in surplus state revenue. The governor said he would not support any budget that increased property tax rates and saw that surplus revenue as a way to bridge the gap. The legislature didn't like the idea of using one-time funds to buy down the tax rate, and neither side could find a compromise that seemed to work. But as the possibility of a government shutdown inched closer, Governor Scott said on Monday he would end the stalemate by allowing the legislature's final attempt at a state budget to pass into law without his signature. Among the interesting twists and turns in this story, the role that Republican legislators have played is worth spending a moment on. To that end, Burlington Representative Kurt Wright joins us now to talk about the budget negotiations from the perspective of House Republicans. Representative Wright, nice to have you back on the show today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
You've had a few days to reflect. How are you feeling about the final budget that is going to be law, that will be our budget?
Well, I think I think everybody's glad that it's over. I hope it never happens again. I think there was plenty of mistakes on all sides made. I don't know. I have very mixed feelings. I had let the administration know that I did not want to see a government shutdown, that another veto vote would be difficult. However, the events of Friday had me feeling at least somewhat differently initially. I was very, very disappointed in what happened Friday. And frankly, I also think, let me say what the mistakes I think majority party legislative leadership made. I think that when the governor decided to veto this bill, the budget and the tax bill, that they really should have followed the normal process of having a veto session and allowed the legislature to either override or sustain that veto right then. Quickly after when we had the veto session.
And you think legislative leaders were at fault for that? Or
yeah, that was a legislative leadership decision. They decided not to have a veto session and instead forced the governor, if he wanted to call us back for a special session. Normally, we always have a veto session. If there's any vetoes to deal with, they chose not to. I think that was a mistake. And then the other mistake, in my view, was that they refused to negotiate until Mitzi Johnson negotiated on that Friday, which I don't think this President Pro Tem was expecting or was pleased about. But I think that instead we went to what they called normal legislative process in this special session. And as we know, the normal legislative process is a slog. It takes a long time on anything. On a complicated proposal by the governor, because remember, it wasn't just the tax rates. He had a 5-year plan that involved excess spending penalty, ratcheting that down to 110% over 5 years, the ratio issue and health care. And so there were a lot of elements to that. And to me, I was frustrated. And I said this publicly. I said this throughout the number of weeks that we were there. I said it in explanations on the House floor. When are we going to get down to the business of really looking at this proposal? And I'm saying this not as a person who was in lockstep with the governor on the proposal. I asked many questions and had concerns and was certainly not in lockstep with this proposal. But if we were going to be called back for a special session, to me, it's like, let's get down to business. And I think that the special session, I think the governor and his team, maybe, because I'm going to be fair and looking at this from both sides, I think that they maybe didn't look far enough down to what the end game was here. And I think on Friday, that crazy Friday last week, that with some of the stories I've read now, where the chief of staff, Jason Gibbs, is saying that they would have signed on to the second compromise proposal that I was in the speaker's office and heard and said I would support. And I know – anyway, they say now they would have supported that. I think at the time they were saying they would wait and see, which to me was a signal, because usually if he's going to say no, he's making it more clear. But I kind of wish now they'd said that Friday. I think it would have been very difficult to go back on that proposal had the governor – by the legislature and the majority party – had the governor made clear he would accept that backup compromise proposal.
So all the kinds of blame to go around then, and then also, you know, complicated factors for people wanting to make sure that what they thought was best was actually going forward. I'm curious about – you know, you voted originally for the budget, in favor of it, and Right. Everybody knew that the governor wasn't going to support it. He'd been saying from the start, I'm not going to support a property tax increase. So why did you vote in favor of that budget and then not vote to override the veto and not vote for a subsequent budget?
Sure. Because I think most everybody in the legislature thought that it was a pretty good budget. And I voted for the tax bill as well. And that was the signal to that, you know, frankly, in respect out of my chair who served on that conference committee, that, you know, decent work was done in the conference committee. But it also was clear, and as we all knew that he was going to veto that, it also was clear, but that a lot of us were casting votes because we wanted to recognize that it was a good budget and that, you know, there was some good work done. But if the governor was going to veto it, I mean, for me, while I did not sign on lockstep to his proposal by any means, and I have questions about how the whole thing played out, et cetera, I do think his agenda of affordability is the right one. And I have – because I have people moving out of my district, and I think my district is like many other districts across the state.
But so then did you just know you had political cover to vote for the – I mean, it's a
– It wasn't about political cover. It was about I wanted to cast the votes, as many others did, saying that, yeah, we think it's a good budget, but if the governor's going to veto it, then we're in a different state. And also remember that after that, we found out there was a whole lot more surplus money than we even envisioned at that time. It's a good thing, but we were awash in surplus money, and it appears to be continuing to go that way. I thought in the end that the compromise that was being talked about on Friday, both of them were reasonable compromises.
Which is essentially where we are now anyway. I mean,
no,
it's a little
really.
Bit different, but there's still a flat property tax rate for residential homeowners and a 4.5-cent increase, I think it is, for non-residential, right?
And yeah, then, but it went down 1 penny in the Senate.
Right.
There was no negotiation there. That it simply went down 1 penny. The proposals that were in the House were going to be, and I thought this was fair to say, the original one was 50-50. The surplus money that comes in, we're going to see what that surplus money is, so nobody can say it's speculative money anymore, the savings. And depending on what the savings were that they thought were going to come in, they thought it maybe would end up being 20 to 28 million. So they were saying if it's 20, it'll be 10 million to the majority party's priorities, the teacher retirement fund, and 10 million to the governor's priority of buying down tax rates. Now, I will say, and I thought that was a reasonable compromise. I thought the one third one was okay too, because as a backup, because that would have put one third into the general appropriations general fund reserve fund that could have been used and had a flexibility to it. I will say, I hope that both parties, and I think the Senate more than anything, come away with this that. One, the governor's proposal didn't do this, and I think that we've had other proposals that do. We need to reconnect local voters to their local spending decisions. The governor's proposal didn't really do that. We need to do that. There's a lot of confusion when people vote now as to what happens with their vote, because we're in this statewide system. I've had candidates that are running against me say, vote for the budget because it doesn't really matter, because if we defeat the budget, the rest of the spending in the state's going to go up by X amount and we're going to pay, you know, and then people in the rest of the state say, vote for it because we're going to have to pay for Burlington spending. So I think that we need a different kind of reform. I hope the Senate gets on board with some real reform, because they, outside of this whole process, they were the roadblock. The House sent a reform proposal over in 9/11. We looked at a much bolder proposal originally. We sent them a scaled down reform proposal, and they never took it up for over a month. I think that that was also a major mistake. Let's acknowledge that we need to do property tax reform and get into that first thing. I hope a number of us meet in the off session, maybe some centrist folks, and come up with an idea to reconnect voters to local spending decisions.
Well, you're hoping you'll be back in January.
And that's right.
As
and
well.
I don't count on that.
But
either.
Everybody who wants to be back is running. Does anybody suffer from this, do you think, in November? In November?
Hard to say. I think the opponents of the governor are not strong enough to beat him on this issue. I think that the legislature will have to see. There's not enough Republicans running, frankly. So I don't know how that's all going to play out. And I don't presume that I will be reelected. I'll work as hard as I can. If I am, I will try to bring some centrist folks together to try to find some different kind of reform proposal for next year.
Well, I appreciate you talking with us. That's Burlington Representative Kurt Wright. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me in.